I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
You're about to listen to our John Jay and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know you can listen to our live show from wherever you are using your iHeartRadio app? Just search for your local station to listen to our live show. Now, here's what happened on John Jay and Rich today.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's John Jay and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. 877-937-1047. I saw this TV show yesterday that I didn't. I thought I'd watch it because there's something I found out about the TV show. I thought this is interesting. Let me check it out. And what was interesting about the show was that it starred Bono's daughter from the band U2. Mm-hmm. And it was a 6-episode series. It dropped yesterday on Netflix. And it was a psychological thriller. So I was like, okay, let me check it out. And if you guys hear about it, it's called Behind Her Eyes.
I saw the, I don't know, it like popped up on the Netflix thing, but I did not watch
it. The preview I saw, and then I started the show, and I got maybe a minute in, and I'm like, okay, it's too heavy for bedtime, but it does look
heavy.
Yeah.
A minute in? It was awesome. I was watching it, I've never seen a show like this in my life. This girl, single mom, she goes to meet a friend at a bar. Its girlfriend doesn't show up. She meets this extremely handsome guy she spills a drink on. She starts talking to him. They hit it off tremendously. It's an incredible night. And then at the end of the night, they walk out, and she goes, well, I'm going this way. And he goes, like, well, I'm going this way. And then he looks at her, and they kiss outside the bar. And he's like, you know, I can't. I just can't. And she goes, I understand. And they leave. Next day, she goes to work, and guess what? He's her new boss.
Oh, awkward.
Right. That's what. And then
scandal.
And then she meets his wife, and he's a psychiatrist. He's got his wife on meds. Bono's daughter is the guy's wife. So, and then all of a sudden, episode 6. This show goes somewhere you could never imagine.
You're already on episode six.
It's only 6 episodes.
You said you watched a little bit of a show.
Yeah. Are they like 10 minutes?
No, they're like 45, 60.
Wait. I can't keep up with you right now.
Hear me out when I tell you this. You remember Get Out? The movie Get Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember how disturbing Get Out was? Remember how you couldn't stop thinking about Get Out? Mm-hmm. This is exactly like Get Out.
Oh.
All of a sudden, it hits you with some sideways stuff, and you're like, what's happening here? And I literally watched the ending before I went to bed. I turned it off, and I said to my wife, I go, what happened? Why did I watch this? Now I can't stop thinking about it. Like nightmares. Like even this morning, like nightmares. It is so creepy that I can't. Like I have to tell you all about it off the air. Okay. So I don't care if you watch it. I just need to tell you about it.
6 hours you watched this yesterday?
Somewhat, yes.
I mean, that's no wonder it's in your head.
I can't even finish Firefly Lane.
I know.
Started like 4 weeks ago.
And then I watched his other show. It came out yesterday. Season 5 or 6 came out yesterday. It's called Meat Eaters. Have you heard of this show?
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I thought it was a documentary. You know how there's like the juice documentary about only juicing? Mm-hmm. And then there was another one about being vegans. Like, what the hell about being vegan? There was one called Meat Eaters. So I was like, oh, maybe this is about the positive thing about eating meat. So I'm like, okay, let me put it on and watch it. Turns out it's like season 5. I'm like, what's this? And it's about that. Have you seen it, Joey? What do you think about it? I was completely turned sideways on this, too.
It's all about hunting, right?
It's about hunting, and then they follow these guys go hunting like for a bear. And they track the bear, they kill the bear, they skin the bear, they gut the bear, and then they take it to their restaurant, and they chop it all up, and they serve it to people.
Yeah, it's It's all about harvesting the meat and then having a delicious meal afterwards. And it's like at their base camp and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, but I've never seen anything like it from beginning to end.
Yeah, like, I feel like you don't want to associate you're having the meal. You don't really want to know where it came from or how.
That's what I'm saying. It was a really weird, like, I was like, what's this? What? I mean, from beginning, and then, I mean, it is really definitely for meat eaters.
And that's like on Netflix,
Netflix
as well?
Definitely for meat eaters,
Seven
man.
Seasons,
I mean,
wow.
I mean, it was a shocking one. You see this beautiful deer or this beautiful weird caribou,
and
these two guys are out hunting, and then they shoot it twice, and then they go out, and they just got it right. I mean, they show you everything. The heart, the guts, they take the skin off, and then they cut it up into whatever, and then they'll take it to this other place, and then they show you how they make it in a hamburger, and they make it in the stew, they cut up with vegetables, and in one episode, they took it to a restaurant, and everyone's eating it, and it's like, and which is funny, because when you go to a restaurant, you're eating that, but you don't know the pre-stuff.
You don't want to know.
You don't know that 8 hours earlier, he was running free in the woods.
You don't want to look into the deer's eyes.
Yeah, that's what they show you.
Oh, no. That's too much.
Yeah,
that's
it's
too
like much for me. When they show them strip down houses and show the guts of the houses and what it looks like when it's done, that's one thing. But to see a whole animal get slaughtered, I don't think I can.
That's what they show. It's called meat eaters. The other one's called Behind Her Eyes. And I got to tell you, man, that really, 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 really messed me up.
So it's like a metaphorical type show. It's like a
psychological thriller, an affair happening, and then out of nowhere, it turns into, like, it literally turns into Get Out. Remember how Get Out was like they took brains, they switched brains?
Yeah.
It's like that, but with like spirits. They move spirits in the bodies, and then all of a sudden the ending is like, it's a mind screw and a half.
I like shows like that.
It's a mind screw and a half.
So are you going to finish it?
I did finish it.
Oh, that's it?
It's only six episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know where
it is. That's commitment to TV. Printer of Truth just says...
Let's explain Printer of Truth, because we discussed it in here. There's a printer next to Rich on the bottom, and everybody here has access to it, even in different rooms. And so randomly, whoever has an idea, we don't know who the idea comes from, they just print it. We're supposed to have a sounder so we know when it's coming, but we don't. Yes, Joey? Oh, we have a sounder? Or you have... There. Okay, Printer of Truth, everyone. Printer of Truth.
Okay.
In an earlier season of Meat Eaters, they murder and eat a monkey. I cannot see it.
Oh,
God, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
When they killed a bear, when they killed a bear, I was like, oh my God, it's a beautiful bear. You see, Arizona. You know, and they killed it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that show would make me want to go vegan.
Yeah, it was weird. It was really weird.
But if it's seven seasons, there must be people that are into the kill. You know, it's not. Those aren't people turning vegetarian. Those are people that are into what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's seven seasons long.
Something else, man. Let me tell you. Anyway, the other show, Behind Her Eyes. What's weird about Behind Her Eyes, too, is like the girl's name, the character's name is Adele, is her name, and she's played by Bono's daughter from U2, okay? And when you stare at her, it's weird because you see Bono many, many times. You see, wow. And then I'm going, Bono had to have watched this because he's very proud of his daughter, right? And I'm like, and there's a couple sex scenes in there. And I'm like, man, it was Bono like... Wow, and did she get this part because she's Bono's daughter? And I'm like, is Bono part of this thing? Did he do the soundtrack?
Is she super good at
the
acting?
She's really good. She's going to be a famous actress. She's really good. But then the twist at the end, you don't care anymore about any of the actors. It's just so dark and twisted. Mm. It's so twisted. And it's one of those that's not, it's twisted where you have to think. And it's twisted. There's some silliness to it. Mm-hmm. It's so silly what happens. But then the twistedness at the end... is worth it. It's called Behind Her Eyes on Netflix. And it's weird because I want to recommend it and I also don't want to recommend it. But I need someone to talk to about it. And nobody can talk to me about it because it just came out.
Yeah, just yesterday.
Yeah. Anyway, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich on demand. It's the entire show without interruption on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this guy on Twitch... he made $16,000 in one night because what he did was he turned his speakers up all the way before he went to bed. And he said if you tipped him, you could play any sound you wanted to scare him awake. So he went to sleep, put the speakers on, and people were live sending noises to try to wake him up and do all kinds of stuff to him to wake him up. And he posted the videos. Hilarious. He's trying to sleep, and there's these loud noises, people saying things to him, and he kept waking him up, and he'd get pissed off. But they even had a running joke where they tried to scare him thinking a burger was coming through his window. In 7 hours, he made $16,000 in tips. So here's a quick montage of some of the things that was said to him. Now, keep in mind, he's trying to sleep, but the speakers are turned all the way up next to his bed.
Yeah, the volume's at max, guys.
Good luck with whatever is about to happen to you, my dude.
I'm gonna slap you in public. I'm gonna sleep tonight.
Check the window, bro. Someone's at your window.
It's like you guys have figured out how to work as a team.
Window.
So he'd be laying there in bed. He'd be laying, you see him, he'd be out sleeping. All of a sudden you hear the thing playing. He'd go, bah! He'd pop up like that. He'd be sleeping, you hear window, and he'd get up. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, he'd have like 3 minutes of sleep and then all hell would break loose.
You can't ignore that. What if someone is at your window?
I know.
And then in the video, somebody found his house and left a note on the window. Yeah,
no
so he takes the camera and he walks over. He's like, what? You found me? How'd you find me? But he also made $16,000.
Is it worth it? I think not. I would rather have the
sleep. Depends on your income and how you live. For him, it was worth it.
Yeah, that's scary.
A woman had her boyfriend do some spectacular impressions of Star Wars characters. I think he does a pretty good, I think this is a B-plus for this guy. B-plus.
How many impressions can I get my boyfriend to do? Kylo Ren.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yoda.
When 900 years old, you reach. Look as good, you will not.
C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, what are you doing? Well, I don't like you either.
Darth Vader.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Old Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You don't need to see his identification.
New Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello there.
Jabba the Hutt. Palpatine.
Good, Anakin, good. Kill him now. Do it.
Chewbacca.
He's good. Only a B+.
He's just sitting on a chair.
Oh, I love it.
Now he has a B+.
Oh, no, he's great.
Not good to me.
B+ is great. B+ is great. I've heard better, but he was really good.
Like the actual characters.
My kids, man, they go, they'll be sitting there, they go, hello there. All the time. But anyway, what's the vibe for horoscopes? Is that?
So we're going to talk about the fascinating connection between your horoscope sign and your anxiety. This is kind of like a deep dive.
John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's get the horoscopes. What's the vibe, Suzette?
This is a fascinating connection between your horoscope sign and your anxiety, because we know there's a ton of things that causes anxiety, but the better understanding you have of yourself, the more control you have over your emotions, and that can be your anxiety.
Patrick, what's your sign?
Morning, Taurus the Bull.
Good morning.
I want to hear it.
All right, Patrick. So for Taurus, you fear messing up too much. You stress yourself out about missing deadlines and not making it to a meeting on time. You fear making people upset, and you make yourself sick over people being mad at you. You have to trust that things will work out no matter what. You sometimes make the problems worse than they actually are in your head, and that causes you a lot of anxiety.
Thank you, Suzette. That is 100%.
You're welcome.
Don't like messing up. Thank you.
Very responsible sign right there.
All right, Sherilyn, what's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
All right, so for an Aquarius, if things aren't going your way, you get anxiety over it. You try to clarify things, but wasting time also causes you a lot of stress. You try to do too much at once. You need to slow down and relax. Sometimes if things don't go your way, that doesn't mean it's wrong or it's not going to work out.
I have to agree with you. I definitely feel that, especially like if I'm getting ready for work, I have a certain time schedule. And if I feel like I'm running behind, I definitely get a little anxious. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to hurry. You know, I only have like 5 more minutes and I can get this done.
Yep, you're all about routine.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherilyn. Thank you for listening. Shanae.
Control. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, hey. Well, this is a little different, Shanae. For Geminis, it says that you let the little things get to you, and that causes you a lot of stress. It's best for you to practice some mind-calming activities to stop you from screaming at the person who pulled up in front of you on the road, or from thinking someone is stupid for pronouncing a word wrong. Don't let the little things cause you too much anxiety.
Oh, my God. If that's not me, oh, my God, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
I've heard that Geminis.
God, that is so true.
Pay attention to all the little things, too. Almost like Virgo. You pay attention to the details.
Yes. You know what? And I was telling a friend of mine the other day, it's the little things. It's the little things.
I agree.
It's the little things that can make
you
happy
so much.
And stress you out, too.
You got it, Shanae.
Yes, that is absolutely true, you guys. But thank you so much. I'm gonna practice that today. You know, I drive on the road all day, and today it's Old Town Scottsdale, so oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shanae. Now, John Jay, for Virgos, your trigger is overthinking. You think way too much, and you're your own worst nightmare when it comes to causing your anxiety. You overthink most decisions and freak yourself out, but once you start doing things, you realize everything's going to be okay. You just need to trust that everything will be all right. Write things down, and don't always assume the worst in every single situation.
Write what down?
I guess your thoughts.
Oh.
To kind of let it all out.
I just started writing stuff down a couple weeks ago.
What do you write down?
Well, remember I told you guys that when I come in the morning, I like pray and I go over everything I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
So I started writing all that down. I still do that, but I started writing it down in the morning also. Mm-hmm. But I haven't written down like thoughts. That would scare me. Just whoever would find it later.
Like The Shining.
Like later, like if whenever I die, my family finds my thoughts.
Like, what? Like,
fortunately, they would be able to read my writing.
Oh, yeah. You struggle to read your writing. So you write down all the positive things.
Yeah, positive things I put out for the future, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
You have like a place you're keeping all of this, or is it just like any scratch paper you have?
No, in a little book like next to my toothbrush.
Wow.
So it's there all the time, so I stare at it all the time.
So, but do you write like the same thing over every day, or
I do. I feel like if I don't, then it won't happen. Okay. So it's kind of screwing me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I keep saying everything I'm grateful for, I do it every day, and I try to add as much. So I actually, when I leave the house, I start right away. Now I have to talk faster and add in more things by the time I park the car at work.
That's a good thing.
It's part of your routine now.
And then my mind starts to wander sometimes if I hit a red light, and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't said, and I go, I gotta say it a lot. And then I think, feel like I'm saying it too fast and God's not listening.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Like God's like, hey, dude, you're going too fast. I can't hear you. Slow down.
Take your time.
I'm like, dude, yeah, do I have to?
Yeah,
don't you know you made me?
Yesterday.
You know what I'm thinking, so don't you understand? Why even have to say it?
You made me.
Yeah, like I had this whole argument with God.
What you've done is you've taken the simplicity of the 5-minute journal and made it extra complicated for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So many issues.
That right there causes me stress. Kyle, for Libra. For Libras, you like things to be fair. Anything that feels unfair completely stresses you out. You tend to overthink the pros and cons of situations instead of sometimes acting in the moment. So take a breather and just go with the flow instead of sitting on things for hours, rushing through the different scenarios in your head.
But if you don't do that, you can't be prepared.
I know. That's
so you say Kyle has to be more in the moment?
Yeah.
Like, stop thinking about stuff, just go with the flow sometimes?
Well, because they say Libras are very indecisive, so sometimes that stresses you out when you're thinking too much of the pros and cons, that just go with it.
Just go with it.
Go with
just
your go first with instinct.
Yeah. I'll remember that next time we do something like that. Come on, just go with it.
Just do it. That's tough, though. That is tough. Rich, for Pisces, I don't know if this really fits you. Feeling overexposed makes you anxious. You hate public speaking, and it makes you feel stressed. You're not a big fan of crowds and too many people in your area. You can make yourself sick over the invasion of personal space. So it says to find a way to relax and understand that everything's going to be okay and just breathe through it if you ever find yourself in one of those situations.
You're sure that's not like the asterisk under Virgo for John Jay?
Yeah, that doesn't fit much.
Do you
know how many friends I've talked to like that live in different cities where there's, you know, ice? I'm like, just come move into my place. We got plenty of room.
But you also grew up kind of working in radio.
Yeah, that's true.
So I mean, you can't, at one point, you have to get used to being around so many people.
I am more comfortable in a crowd of, like, let's say a bar of 300 people than I am ever just sitting at home.
Mm, interesting.
Like, that seems like that's more home than a house.
Yeah. Okay. And for a Capricorn, you are the root of your anxiety. You put way too much pressure on yourself and set strict deadlines for your work, and you become stressed if you don't meet them. So stop thinking about the what ifs and learn to live in the now instead of worrying too much about the future. And that's for a Capricorn.
All right. If we didn't get to your horoscope, it's up at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what's something you're working on? Three things we need to know.
So, John Jay, you're new to the coffee world.
I am.
It's a pretty popular world. So they've done a lot of studies on what caffeine can do to your body, specifically change your body. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com. Promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nervous about being on the air? Then text us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
So this nationwide winter storm has caused blackouts literally all over the country. Millions and millions of people without power trying to figure out, you know, like how to stay warm. Now, in Texas specifically, millions are still without power. And it's caused a lot of people to sort of question why a state that produces the most power in the United States is unable to keep the lights on. In a conversation I was having yesterday about this, they were like, some people are likening it to like being trapped, locked in a grocery store and starving. This should not happen because Texas has so much power. But apparently it's all to keep, I guess, supply and demand and the grid under control. So when everything got cold, it made it really difficult because the supply that they were making at the time and the demand wasn't equal. It wasn't balanced. And then they have grid problems. In any case, they're like, whatever the reason is, I think people just want to know when the power is going to come back on, right? Bottom line. They're doing their best. What they're trying to do is avoid an even bigger catastrophic blackout. So they said once they do get the power back on, which they hope that it is soon, they said they're still probably going to have rolling blackouts to just keep that supply, demand, power grid all on point, I guess.
And you only get 2 hours of food time or 4 hours in your fridge before like the perishable stuff. They say you should just throw it out. All together.
You know, it's really sad. This was interesting to me, though, because there are so many people freezing right now. You ever notice how there's some people that you meet that just don't get cold?
Like my son, Christopher. Shorts and t-shirt every day, all day.
That's my husband. Scott never gets cold. Like, never. And it turns out it's genetic. 1 in 5 people actually have a gene mutation that provides superior resilience to the cold. 1 in 5.
That's amazing.
Literally genetics. It's pretty crazy.
Jealous for everyone that has that.
I know. It's definitely not me. I'm like the opposite.
Yeah.
So, John Jay, you are new to the coffee world. You do drink caffeinated coffee, as do gajillions of other people worldwide, right? So researchers are constantly looking at the effect that people's daily coffee habits may have on their body, specifically caffeine. So at the end of a 10-day trial, researchers actually looked at the volume of gray matter in people's brains, like in taking a lot of caffeine and in taking like no caffeine. And what they found was caffeine can actually change the structure of your brain. They did find, and a lot of people think, you know, caffeine gets you wired, it can make you have bad sleep. And they said it didn't result in poorer sleep, that just it changed the structure of your brain, which to me is crazy.
Like makes it pointier?
Yeah.
Like the shape of my brain?
Like it increases the gray matter in your brain. You should talk to your doctor about that because you are drinking a lot of coffee right now.
Just like how powerful it is.
Yeah. So yesterday was like National Random Act of Kindness Day. And it doesn't, you don't have to do random act of kindness just on one day. So I thought, here's a good idea. Because so many people are being affected by the winter storms, want to keep the hashtag love up moments going on. Here's something good that you can do that doesn't cost you anything except a little bit of your blood. So the American Red Cross is actually facing a blood donation shortage due to the winter weather. It's literally crippled a large portion of the country. So if you haven't ever donated blood and think that this is maybe something you can do to help right now, there is a huge need for it. So there's just an opportunity for you to help. It doesn't cost you any money per se, but just a little bit of your blood. If you can give, that's a fantastic thing and it's definitely needed. And that's three things you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
See, that caffeine does nothing for me as far as waking me up. You know what I mean? Does the opposite for me.
Change the brain.
Caffeine. I don't know. I don't know if it's caffeine. Something in coffee curbs your appetite. Medical fact. Anyway, it's time for Stacks and Hacks.
John, just Stacks and Rich's Love Hacks.
73% of Americans are scared to drive in snow and ice. One in seven have no confidence in their winter driving skills. The top things we do when the roads get slick are slow down. This next stuff reminds me of my mother. She would turn down the music to focus. And one in four people start praying.
Do you see that that video of that like black Mercedes skidding down the icy streets of Texas backwards and it just like hits every car going down the street?
There's so many crazy videos.
Stick it up there for you guys. It's nuts.
I grew up in Arizona and my first on-air radio job was in Cincinnati, which was fine until it started to snow. And I remember I had an appearance at some place, and I had to get in my car and drive, and it was in the snow. And I remember calling them going, are you crazy? I'm not going. And then I had to get there and slide. It was just so scary. According to a new survey, two-thirds of people say they miss, quote, ordinary conversations about things like the weather, celebrity gossip, and sports. 53% of dog owners say they kiss their dog more than their significant other. 72% would put themselves in danger to save their dog. According to a new survey, 4,500 women named physical features of their best sexual partner. Here are the things that women like the best on men. By the way, I have none of these.
Dante.
High cheekbones, glasses, small feet, a snail trail of hair down their belly button. Brown hair, tattoos, broad shoulders, piercings, brown eyes, and a beard.
Abs wasn't on there?
Nope. Grant, you.
Oh, yeah. Because he's got his nipples pierced.
He had the glasses.
A guy in Maine broke into someone's house on Valentine's Day while they were away, and he made himself a nice dinner, took a romantic candlelit bath, and he's facing charges for burglary and theft. A woman in Mexico says COVID turned her breast milk neon green. What? Pediatrician says it's because it was filled with antibodies and her body produced to protect the baby. There's a scale of close encounters. Like a close encounter of the first kind is seeing a UFO. A close encounter of the third kind is seeing an alien. A close encounter of the fourth kind, you know what that is?
Would that be interaction with the alien?
Being abducted by aliens.
Oh, okay.
A close encounter of the seventh kind. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Having sex with an alien. Hello. A guy gave a one-star review of a beautiful hotel at Turks and Caicos, a hotel called The Palms in Turks and Caicos. He gave it one star. He says he gave it one star because while he was away for a night picking up his son, his wife got a massage and the masseuse seduced her and spent the night with her.
Oh, my.
He also says, I'm not blaming the resort. This is my wife's fault, but just know that this kind of thing can happen at this resort. A woman in Virginia accidentally bought 50 lottery tickets. One of them hit $2 million. Burger King is redoing its chicken sandwich to try and join the chicken sandwich wars. A court ruled in a guy in India that he needed to split his weeks between his wife and his girlfriend equally. He's so frustrated he's trying to run out of town. Eggo is making stuffed pancake bites filled with chocolate or apple. Time magazine listed its up-and-coming influencers. Amanda Gorman, the poet. Dua Lipa and Lil Baby are on that list. Demi Lovato, you saw that, right? You guys see the big news of Demi Lovato? She's got another docuseries coming out. Talks about her 2018 overdose. And it says that she had three strokes and a heart attack during that overdose.
The trailer looks like it's going to be really compelling.
She talks about having brain damage from it.
Yeah. Netflix is developing a live-action series about Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family. Tim Burton is on as producer and director. Cardi B wants to celebrate her new song, Up, which is debuting at number 2 by flying 200 fans out and partying with them when the pandemic is over. Juice WRLD has 50 songs that have racked up 100 million streams on Spotify. 50 songs.
That's crazy.
I know. And we'll get the life hacks coming up next. And also, you know, Stalker Sean. Stalker Sean's been in my life for a long time now. Mm-hmm. He's literally a guy that stalked me all the time.
But he's like a nice stalker.
He's like, at this moment, he is a non-dangerous stalker. Mm-hmm. And then his son became a very famous country singer. So he's got an idea he wants to pitch us with something. So we'll talk to Stalker Sean and Life Hacks next. John, Jay, and Rich.
Text us. We won't ghost you. Like that guy you matched with online and went out with once, and he said he wanted to go out again, but hasn't responded to your last four messages. Anyway, text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so what do you got for Life Hacks, Rich?
Well, you know, there's been freezing temperatures everywhere, pipes bursting all over the listening area. So people without water, some people without electricity. So how about a simple life hack for each situation? I never knew either of these. If you have to brush your teeth and you don't have any water and you don't want to walk around with funk breath, they say the best thing to do is first take the inside of a banana and rub that on your teeth. It will automatically whiten them. And the stuff, what is in potassium? The potassium is good for your gums. So that's good. And if you want to kill the bad breath, eating an apple neutralizes all those germs that causes bad breath. Mm-hmm. So if you can't brush your teeth because you're out of water, there's a quick fix. And if you're without electricity but your phone still has a little charge, this is kind of cool. You just turn on your flashlight on your phone like I'm doing with mine. Turn it upside down so the flashlight's facing up and put either a glass water bottle or a glass soda bottle and it'll turn into a lamp. Mm-hmm. So you get like two or three times the light. You knew about this already, Suzette?
We tried to have like a fancy dinner one time at home and we turned off the lights and that's what we did to kind of make the table look a little
You see all the way
fancy.
To the top, it lights up kind of cool.
I didn't know that, but that's very cool. Yeah. But the only thing is to be paranoid about my phone battery.
I know.
Yeah, dying.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in a place that has rolling blackouts like a lot of people are, as soon as that comes on, the first thing I would think about was charging my phone.
Mm-hmm. You just keep it plugged in just so you...
Just in case.
Yeah, it's charging whenever it comes on.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, for all those life hacks and more, they're at johnjanerich.com.
Did you guys see what Britney Spears posted on Instagram?
No.
I did not.
Okay, and she posted a picture of a Scrabble board, her playing Scrabble, okay? None of the words are words.
Oh, so is it a cry for help?
That's what her fans are thinking. It's a cry for help, and they're trying to...
The puzzle.
She's Taylor
Swift.
They're
trying to decode it and see what she's trying to say.
Oh.
I've been staring at it for about an hour trying to figure it out, and I can't. So this is where I think Kyle excels, because he watches a lot of crime thrillers. Or you're going to be like, don't you see?
Well, some of them are words.
I see grape in there.
Yeah.
Right, I know, but it's like, still, people
Teal,
are like...
butter... Edge. Drew. Who's Drew?
Exactly.
And what did he do to you?
Drew Grape.
Rise.
Seal. Sins.
What?
Sins.
Mm-hmm.
Cake.
Her fans are trying to say that she's got some hidden meanings there and she's trying to tell people.
Maybe the Swifties can like come across to Britney Land and figure it out for us.
I know.
They're always on everything.
They're really good.
Yeah.
We'll put that up on johnjanerich.com if you think you can help Britney, or maybe you can piece it together.
This is fascinating. I can't stop staring at
That's what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So we should get the best of the best. The detective we talked to, that serial killer guy, the guy that was the basis for Mindhunter, send him that. What is she trying to tell us?
Uno. Uno is on there.
Uno's on there?
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to tell us she loves card games. Anyway, we're going to talk to Stalker Sean in a second. If you don't know, if you're new to the show, even if you're not new to the show, Stalker Sean literally has been stalking me since 2008. And I was scared in the beginning, but he's okay. And then his son literally is like a famous country star. And then his son got married. And then his daughter-in-law is now a massive TikTok star. And so he sent me a message. They have this idea. They want to know if we want to get involved. I don't know what the idea is, but I was like, you can just tell us on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to Stalker Sean and his daughter-in-law. Next, and then also we got to hear about what your husband Kyle put you like.
Oh, he just said it was literally one word, and I just like it kind of leveled me, and it has not left me.
All right, good. So we'll get into that too. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's say hey to Stalker Sean and his daughter-in-law Lexi. Hello, both of you.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, John Jay.
Hi. We haven't met your daughter-in-law yet.
Yeah, I'll introduce you, but I wanted to, first and foremost, it's been really difficult to stalk you during the pandemic. But secondly, you are the one that played my son's song, I think it was like 4 years ago, on the radio. He broke out onto your station, and now just recently his newest song, Town Home, went number one on iTunes.
That's awesome.
So thank you so much.
Wow.
Yep, all John Jay.
Yeah, John Jay, this is so exciting to meet you. I cannot tell you, probably once a week I get a comment on my TikTok asking me if I'm related to Stalker Sean. So that's always fun.
Such an honor.
Wow. I mean, Sean, what's that like for you knowing that your son is sexually active?
Oh, my God, John Jay.
Oh, you would go there.
Good Lord.
It's really hard to look at him in the eye.
Because he only has one eye. Anyway, but Lexi, you have like a billion followers on TikTok. You're like famous. You're doing all this love up stuff. I've seen some of the stuff like where the guy that was like playing the violin and you gave him a bunch of money, he started crying, right?
Yeah, this past year has been crazy. Obviously, the pandemic hit everyone extremely hard. Here in Nashville, we heavily rely on the service industry and tourism. So once we opened back up, we just wanted to, you know, do something for people in such a hard time. And so we saw there was this thing called the Venmo Challenge on TikTok where people were raising money for different things. And I saw no one was paying it forward. And I randomly got $1,000 tip back when I was a server downtown years ago. So my husband Austin and I decided to pay it forward, do a Venmo Challenge, but for people in the service industry. And we were just going to do it once, surprise the server with a big tip coming out of the lockdown, and people loved it. And so here we are, like 9 months later, we've raised over $175,000 to tip people randomly. And it's just been absolutely insane and the coolest thing ever, because there's just so much love out there and so many great people in the world.
Great.
It's just been incredible.
So what is it? So Sean like messaged me yesterday, and in typical Sean, what's your number? Call me. And I'm like, and then he's like, you can even block it. And I'm like, you've been trying to do that for 12 years, man. Yeah. But what's the idea, Sean? What do you guys want to do?
So I'll let Lexi explain, but she's better at telling what's going on. So go for it, Lexi.
Yeah, so like I said, we've raised over $175,000 and have tipped tons over 140 different servers. And we have gotten some pretty incredible reactions, and the fans and the followers seem to like love the different servers who kind of open up, share their story. And a couple weeks ago, we tipped a server at our Steak and Shake right outside of Nashville, And her reaction was just so emotional. We learned that she's the sole provider for her family. She's got three kids, one of them being a foster kid. Her husband is super sick. And we learned from her management team, she drives 25 miles to and from work just to be there for her team. She's has never missed a shift. And she's like, everyone just loved her there. So once we had shared her story on TikTok and it went pretty viral, everyone insisted we raise money to get her a new van so she can get to work safely. And so I took a deep breath and I was like, okay, I guess we're going to do this. So we started GoFundMe to raise funds to surprise this woman, her name's Tori, with a new van. And we are getting so close. We are just a little bit over $16,000 raised. Mm. And we plan to hopefully sometime next week pull through the drive-through and surprise her with a brand new van. She's not on TikTok. She has no idea this is happening. But all of the people who have come together, Venmo'd, been on the GoFundMe.
Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has. That's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes that I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's just been incredible. But we're getting close, but we still have a little bit to do because of, like, the tags and taxes, and we just want this to be super easy and just such a gift for her and something we can just drop off and leave for her and her have no worries.
Lexi,
that's amazing.
When you say you're close, how close? What would put it over the edge that you can do to drive up?
So we've been looking. Obviously, we've been snowed in, so we've been looking a ton. There's a van right now that we could get that we love. It's $16,900. So we probably need a couple grand more just for the tags and stuff like that. And then there's like our dream van that we've seen online is $22,000. So, and that's like a 2019 van. So that would be amazing.
Okay, so you need us to push your Venmo? You need to push the GoFundMe? What? How can
either,
we help?
Either or would be incredible. If your listeners want to be a part of it, that would be awesome. And then the thing is, we, of course, film the reaction and everything so people can stay a part of it and see where the money goes and all that good stuff.
Well, so what's the, I mean, was that the idea? Because Sean's like, I got this great idea. What's the idea? Just push the GoFundMe?
Yeah, I think so. And I know you, John G., you have a really good friend that's in the car business. And I didn't know if they want to participate or just thought you would have the right influences and people to help get this done.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I can call.
It's huge.
Yeah, help get a van. Is it a Ford? Because I have a friend in the Ford business. Is that what you mean?
I don't think, yeah, I do mean that. And I don't think the kind of car matters. Yeah, I just think it's somebody who's willing to step up and try to help this lady. And, and yeah, it could be any brand, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, if you can get us, hold on. Grant has an idea. Yes, Grant.
I was going to say the Rich Barra Band van hasn't been used in a while. So
yeah,
we
probably
just give him that.
He needs car seats. He's got three kids.
Yeah, that's a big old van.
Yeah, you could live in there, actually. Yeah, we haven't.
Well, whether y'all want to push it or not, no big deal at all. I just think.
Well, of course we'll push it.
On, sure.
Of course.
Well, with everything going on in the world, I mean, it's just so cool. Like, it's even me being on this side of this every day, like going to the GoFundMes and just seeing how many people there are out there who just want to help a complete stranger is pretty incredible, and it leaves a lot of hope for a lot of people. So that's one super positive thing that's come out of all of this.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll put the GoFundMe on our website, and we'll direct people to the website. At this very moment, is there a place already that we can direct somebody to off the top of your heads as you're on with us live right now?
Yes, the GoFundMe is just Let's Get Tori a Van, if you search it in the search bar. Or if you want to Venmo me, my Venmo is at Lexi, LEXY-Katie, K-A-D as in David, E-Y. And just put in the notes Tori's Van or a little van emoji or whatever, and we're adding all of those up as well.
Okay.
That's awesome. So nice.
We'll get it out there, man. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Lexi, for going on the air
Sean
with us.
Jay, thank you guys so much for having us on and taking the time, and we really appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Lexi.
Thank you, John Jay.
All right, so we'll post it. Can you get that info, Grant? You get it. We'll put it up on the website. Help this family get a van.
Awesome.
All right, so now we got to get to War of the Roses. Leilani and her boyfriend, Oscar. They only had Valentine's Day dinner because she put it together. She did. So now she thinks that's odd. Now she thinks Oscar could be cheating. We got War of the Roses next, John Dean Rich.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's go to War of the Roses. Let's talk to Leilani. Leilani, we want to hear your story. Then we're going to call your boyfriend. We want to hear why you think he's cheating on you. Then we're going to find out if he sends the roses to you or not. It's called War of the Roses. And welcome to our show, Leilani.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys helping me out.
What's your story?
The whole situation has just been messing me up to the point where I'm getting like low-key depressed. I just don't really know what's going on with my relationship. Everything used to be so perfect, and now it feels like it's falling apart with Oscar, my boyfriend, and I need your help.
What's going on?
So Oscar and I have been together for about 10 months. And, like I said, everything was just going so well and I couldn't be happier. And I've really thought that he's the one. But then since about Christmas, this past Christmas, I've been sensing that he's like really different and off, and like, he's been very distant with me and like cold, you know, like kind of short with me, you know? And I thought, well, maybe it's not me. Like, maybe it's other stuff going on. Like, maybe he's not happy with work, you know. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I mean, he just got a raise a couple weeks ago, and it looks like work is going great for him. So I have this horrible feeling. And then just, you know, recently we had Valentine's Day, and he was not excited for it whatsoever. I essentially had to like beg him to go to dinner, and I did all the planning. I made the dinner reservation, like all of that. He put no effort into it. And, you know, we had a fine night. Like, he has his moments where he'll hug me and kiss me, but you know that feeling, like something's just telling me that there's something wrong, and my gut feeling is that there's someone else in his life because he's just not himself around me anymore, and I don't really know what to do.
Well, that's tough, because that would be your first Valentine's Day together, so you would think that he'd be excited about it and plan something, and the fact that you had to do everything, that's so sad.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't come right out and like asked him if there's somebody else, you know, but I have said things to him like, is everything okay? You know, I do kind of bring that up, or say like, you seem sad, or you seem quiet, or, you know, are you okay? And he just keeps saying he's fine, and that he's like over the pandemic, and he wants everything to go back to normal, and he's just sick and tired of that. and otherwise he's fine. I can just feel that it's like a difference, you know, there's just a complete change in him from what it used to be and like how everything was just so perfect. It just is so different. And I'm like, what did I do? I didn't change anything. Like, I don't know. Are you bored with me? I don't know. It's so hard.
Or it could be the pandemic, like he said. I don't know. Maybe he's getting to a point where he's feeling a little depressed that things are getting back to normal as soon as we thought they were going to. Maybe he's just over it. I don't know. Maybe he's having a hard time opening up to you about that.
You could just be tired too. You know, it's like, I hear these things that you're saying and it hurts my heart, the things you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I think about, like, I don't know if you guys ever go through this, because you know how we get up early. We don't sleep a lot.
Yeah.
And like, you ever catch yourself like last night? I can admit, and I don't even know if my wife would acknowledge this, but I was short. I was tired. I was a jerk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you, and I know it's always the first couple days back from the weekend or when we have a 3-day weekend or something, because you get kind of get a little extra rest. Mm-hmm. And like yesterday or the day before, I was just like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes. Grouchy.
Yeah, yes. Like she comes over and wants a hug, and I'm like, hey. You know what I mean? Like,
I
it's
know,
just,
it,
it's do you, like, you got to know exactly what I'm talking
I
about.
I literally got zero rest over the weekend. And last night I was trying to make dinner, and Scott was like, walked in and he like wasn't helping. And I'm like trying to potty train my kid and try to make dinner. And he's just sitting there watching me. And I'm just like, you want to get him a beverage?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what I mean. Like my wife's like, she's asking me something. Oh, she emailed me. Oh my God. That's it. So at the Love Pup shelter we're building, this guy has these, you know, the parking things that we know when you pull up to a parking space and there's that cement thing.
Yeah.
The curvy.
This guy has like said he was going to donate them to us. And she has asked me 3 times for his contact information. I've sent them to her 3 different times. And last night she sent me an email going, hey, can I get the contact information? I'm like, it was like 9 o'clock and I was at my son's practice. I'm like, I've sent them to you 3 times. I don't have it anymore. Like I was just like, enough.
Yeah.
But it was like that. But this morning I wake up, I'm like, man, I was a jerk.
I know, you snapped.
So it's like, he's going, you just said he got a promotion at work. He said things are going great at work, but he's also, maybe he's tired and maybe it's a month or two of being tired. So maybe it's not just that. And also, please keep in mind also, maybe he is sleeping with someone.
See, so there I is feel that like too. Normally, when someone tells their story on War of the Roses, I'm like, well, is there any other behavior? Are they doing anything else? But like, literally everything Leilani said is like so sus. I would be feeling the exact same way if I were.
I know. You're right, because you wouldn't call us if you didn't think that. So anyway, let's call him, see who he sends flowers to. All right, Leilani, let's call Oscar. Oscar.
Okay.
All right, we'll call Oscar, find out what's up, who he sends the flowers to. This is the exciting part of the show. War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Leilani and Oscar. They've been together 10 months. Leilani set up all of Valentine's Day. Oscar just showed up, wasn't very appreciative. He's been acting a little strange since Christmas, but he did get a promotion at work into a new department. She doesn't know who he could be fooling around with. Maybe it's somebody in the department. I don't know. My defense was maybe he's just really tired because we all get really grumpy and distant when we're tired, you know. So we're going to find out. Kyle's going undercover to find out who Oscar sends his flowers to. Ay, mira, es el Oscar.
El Oscar. I have so many cousins.
Everyone has a cousin named Oscar. You're Mexican. Everybody. Oscar or Walter. El Walter.
El Walter.
Hello.
Hi there. Is Oscar available?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one moment. There you go. Hello.
Hi. Is this Oscar?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, Oscar, it's kind of your lucky day. So my name's Wendy. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. Now, that's important for you to remember, J&R Flowers. You've been chosen to be one of our micro-influencers. So basically what this means for you, Oscar, is you get to pick some special person in your life that we send our most romantic bouquet of roses to, absolutely free. And all we ask in return, Oscar, is that you share J&R Flowers on whichever social media platform you use the most.
Oh, wow. That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good thing. It's been working out well for us, sort of like marketing-wise. You get to spread the word for us, and it's genuine because I'm telling you that these flowers, when I say it's our most romantic bouquet, it really is. It is pure passion in a vase. So we can get you started. And like I said, it's totally free. I'm not going to ask any credit card information or anything like that. But we do want to make it a personal experience. So we're going to send it out with a nice little card And that's your chance to just go wild, Oscar. So we've kind of like just leave it open, free to say whatever you want. I've seen people get fun and sexy and downright dirty, and just don't be shy. Let me know what you want the message to say, and we can actually get the roses sent out today.
Okay, and so all I need to do is just post about JNR Flowers.
Yeah, we would love that. That would be fantastic.
That sounds like a good deal to me.
Yeah. So like I said, really the only step that I need to accomplish here is get the message that you want on the card, and then we'll move on to sending them out to whoever you'd like them to go to.
Okay. So I know you're saying this is like, you know, some romantic thing.
Yeah, we say it's like you're sending a physical flirtation, like it's just like swoon worthy. You know what I mean?
But can I use it in a different way?
I mean, I'm wondering what way you would want to use it, because I wouldn't want you to like send the wrong message if you're not going for like sexy times.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a situation right now, and is this like a coincidence that you're hitting me up about flowers, and I do have a message to send, but it's not the romantic kind.
Okay, well, I mean, let me know whatever the message is, and then we can, like, you know, kind of work around it or whatever.
All right, so basically, just, I'm sorry to do this. I care about you a lot, but it's best not to continue this relationship. We can talk later.
Wow, okay. The relationship, we can talk later. Do you want, like, a love, Oscar?
I feel terrible about it.
We could just do like a heart.
I don't know if the heart. Yeah, you could put a heart, I guess. I do care about her.
Okay, and then I just need to know who to address the card to.
Leilani. Mm-hmm. Leilani.
Are you serious right now? Please tell me you're lying. Those are for me? Oscar, are you breaking up with me?
Wait.
Oscar, say something.
Is this Leilani on the phone?
Yes, it's me. And I don't even know what to say. I had a feeling you were cheating on me. And now, clearly you are. You want to freaking break up with me? Like, who have you been seeing?
I swear to you, I'm not seeing anyone. I put it on my life. There's no one else. I just can't continue in this relationship. I know it sounds dumb, but I just can't give you what you want.
I don't understand. I just don't understand.
I mean, the last couple months, I just realized I don't want to get married and I don't want to have kids. I might change my mind later, but right now, I just don't believe in marriage, and I don't want to have a child bringing it this crazy. This world is crazy. I can't do that to a kid.
But, I mean, we haven't even talked about those things in months.
I know, also know that's what you want kids. You eventually want to get married. You want kids, and you deserve someone that's going to give you what you want. I don't want to just keep leading you on.
I'm just so confused. I don't know, like, what did I do to, like, what happened between us to make you even, like, think about these things to all of a sudden, like, change your mind that you don't want marriage,
Leilani, listen, I promise you, it has nothing to do with you. I love you. I'm just not ready for something serious, and, you know, we're coming up on a year together, and I can't keep it. It's got to stop. It's just best that it stops now. You deserve better. I know it. I know this hurts, and I'll probably regret it, but I feel like I'm hurting you more by staying with you.
It's just not adding up. Like, are you sure there's not anybody else? I'd rather you just be honest and tell me.
I swear to you, there's no one else, and I really hope you can forgive me one day. You're an amazing person, and you're positive. I promise you will find someone that wants to wife you up right away. You're too good.
All right, man. Well, you're on the radio with us, so I feel like I believe him, and he's doing it the way, I mean, he's breaking up with her.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And it sucks to hear
so
it.
Sad.
Huh? What'd you say?
I just said it's sad.
Yeah.
This is not easy, man.
I mean, we need to obviously talk more later. I there's more to hash out.
Yes.
I'm devastated. It's like, what did you say? I did nothing wrong, but I just, my mind is in a million places, so we need to talk more.
You did nothing wrong. It's just, I know it sounds like cliche, but it's me. It's not you.
Well, listen, thank you both for going on the air with us. Leilani, thank you. Sorry it didn't turn out the way you wanted to, but thank you for going on the air with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thanks.
It's a very sad War of the Roses.
Yeah.
Just a few days after Valentine's Day. Just a couple months after Christmas. Just a few months after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Just 6 months after Labor Day. Almost 8 to 9 months after 4th of July. Almost a year after last Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. And they weren't even together then.
Not even.
Yeah.
It's weird how time flies.
Weird.
Anyway, that's War of the Roses, John Jane Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems, like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, let's find out how. Kyle's husband, quote, leveled her with one word.
And I think it's because I care so much about him, and it's like I really care what he thinks. He's done this to me a couple of times over the years. Like, one time he was on this really strict diet, and I thought, like, yeah, I'm getting my eating right, too. And I, like, walked into his office eating some carrots, and he was like, you know how much sugar's in those? And I was like, screw you, I'm out of here.
God, if anything you think was healthy is a carrot. That's how healthy he is. That's how healthy he is, that eating a carrot is unhealthy to him.
Oh, right?
Jeez.
So last night we were getting in the car to take my daughter to dance, and normally what we do is after dance we let her and my son play with, like, one of her little friends from dance, so it gets cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did not wear the beanie that I have on right now yesterday during the day, but I was like, I'm going to be freezing tonight, so I better put this on. And I open the car door, and he looks at me and goes, beanie? And I was like, yeah, it's cold. Not that cold. And like the whole night, I kept looking over him and going, beanie. It's just one word, and it stayed with me. And I'm like, then this morning, I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing the beanie today, too.
Like, you woke him up to tell him.
You're not going
to
take it off now.
Hey, this beanie's going to be here for a while, okay? It also means I don't really have to do my hair.
It looks awesome.
Just one thing.
I think beanie can even be worn when it's even warmer. Like, I'll throw a beanie on.
But it is cold.
I cannot.
Just because you're not cold.
Yeah, Rich cannot wear a beanie. When Rich wears a beanie, it looks like he's going through chemo.
Oh, no.
It's true. It's true.
I look like one of the Joker's henchmen.
Poor Rich. He has not worn a beanie ever since that day.
That one day.
Oh, I have, just not around here.
Whatever he wears a beanie, people give him money.
Stop. You're the worst.
So what was the other thing that happened with your husband?
So, but you know, like, Scott gets obsessed with different things. He loves the weather. He loves getting the mail. And
He loves the weather.
And he became obsessed with Jason Kennedy's Instagram. Do any of you guys follow Jason Kennedy from E! News?
Who did?
No.
Oh, I figured it was related to one of the Kennedys?
No, the Jason Kennedy is his Instagram handle, and he's been on E! News for, like, years and years.
I didn't know E! News is still around.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
I know.
They're there.
I keep hearing about those things going away.
No.
Then Seacrest walked away from the red carpet.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So Jason Kennedy has done this thing over the pandemic that Scott has, like, become obsessed with. He makes news out of everything. So, like, all of his posts are, like, a news story on just regular things. It's the Jason Kennedy news. This morning, we go to live my kitchen to make coffee. Like, you know, okay. That. So it's this new bit that he's got. And Scott became so obsessed with it. And my husband is, like, a professional voiceover guy that you know, part of his job is he voices for national news stations.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, you know what? I'm going to voice an open for Jason Kennedy, and I'm going to send it to him.
Just for fun?
Like, just for fun. So he DM'd Jason Kennedy, sent him the open, and he was, like, geeking out because Jason Kennedy DM'd him back and was like, this is great. I'm going to use it.
Oh,
Scott
that's
was like,
great.
Oh, my God, Jason Kennedy, he's going to use my open. Meanwhile, he has, like, actual, like, credible, like, news stations that use
does this for the news.
Yes.
Like, national news. But he's excited that some guy named Jason Kennedy, did he use it?
Yeah,
he put it on his Instagram?
Yep.
From the News with Jason Worldwide Headquarters, this is the News with Jason.
Good evening. We start the News with Jason tonight with a very serious story. A mother trying to get her son to do homework, but to no avail.
And that's, like, his wife?
And then he goes to, because so many people have become obsessed with Jason Kennedy doing this that they have started sending him their own news things. Uh-huh. So he's like, we go live to our guest reporter, Sandy Smith. And then it goes to this lady and she's like, thanks, Jason. I am here with my son, and this has never happened in our house. Like, it's just people doing dumb news, like, making regular everyday things into a news story, and they send it to him. It's actually kind of a pretty funny, clever bit.
So he's the official open now?
Yes.
Wow. That's the coolest.
Yes, it's a big, I feel proud of him. Like, way to go, hon.
That's what he's
never mind
about.
That he's doing for stations in New York that pay him lots of money. This is the big one.
He is literally the voice of the Kansas City Royals professional baseball team.
He is?
Yes.
This is what he's...
And you don't bring that up.
Sports, whatever.
Wow. Congratulations, Fish.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Speaking of weird things, did you see that? You know how you do that thing about, like, what's your porn name? It's your first, your pet's name. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Bridgerton name?
No.
It's complicated. So you come up with your Bridgerton name is... I can't even tell you. I wrote mine down, but I don't know how to tell you. You're supposed to do your middle name, and then you either give yourself Lady or Lord. It's like, how, what's your middle name?
Anne.
So you're Lady Anne, and then you do the last thing you drink. What's the last thing you drank?
Water.
So you're Lady Anne Waterton. You have to add ton to the end of it.
That's funny.
Lady Anne Waterton. And then I think you have to put the beginning part of the street that you live on.
Huh?
Shire at the end of it. So whatever street you live on, Lady Waterton, Lady Anne Waterton, something, whatever the street is you live on, and then Shire at the end of it. So part of the street you live on.
That is complicated.
If it makes sense. I know. That's the last part. You have to add Shire of, because, you know, it's like of... You know, it's like the Duke of whatever. What was it? He was
like
the
Hampshire.
Duke of Hastings. Remember how he was the Duke of Hastings?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
so
that's funny. Coffeeton.
I saw <That'd be>
mine.
You're Coffeeton. I'm Coffeeton too. Yeah. Mine was all Lord Gerardus Coffeeton.
It's pretty
Lady
good.
Andrea Coffeeton for Shire. I don't know. Right.
For sure. For
That's
sure.
a new way to say that. For sure.
For sure.
We'll get into what's next. We get into, there's so many different things we moved around, but should we get into the thing that how I help somebody? I help somebody. I helped. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. So I helped somebody asked me for my help a few days ago and I didn't know how serious they were. So I was like, listen, if you really want my opinions, because you know how I'm anal, mm-hmm, right, about certain things and critiquing someone's work, then I'll do that. And they said, yes. And it was a high schooler, and I helped them with the project. And I was really shocked by the results that I got yesterday. Okay?
like a grade, you mean?
Got a grade.
Oh.
Got a grade. Yeah, he gave me the grade yesterday. I'll tell you what happened, and I'll play it for you. It's an audio thing.
Oh.
Next, John Jay and Rich.
Don't be shy. Jump right into the conversation. 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
You know I like to give back to the community. I think it's important. Mm-hmm. This kid reached out to me. I don't even know what class he was in, but it was a project he was working on, and he said, can you help me with this audio project? He had to do a commercial. Let me see if I can find exactly what he said. Killed me. He actually texted me, man. I don't know how the kid got my number. So is anything you can help me with? I have a question. I have to do a radio ad for one of my classes. I had a couple questions. Are there some things I shouldn't say or mention in the ad? Like, depends. Like, what are you doing the ad for? Like, what business? And he goes, I'm promoting Reese's chocolate for Valentine's Day. If I record it and send it to you, can you tell me what you think before I turn it in? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, look, when you record it, have fun and smile. I said, when you're recording it. And he says, it's just my voice. Like, I think he thought maybe it was a video or something. I go, no. I go, I know it's your voice, but a smile comes through on the radio. And I'm like, do you really want me to critique this thing? Or do you just want me, I'm just going to go, hey, thumbs up, right? Good job that you did. He goes, no, please. So he sent it over to me, and I was like, it was long. And I was like, dude, you got to cut it, write it out. Smile when you're doing it. When you smile, people can tell. And then he redid it, and it was night and day. It was different, right? So yesterday, he sends it to me. He goes, guess what? He goes, I turned it in. I got an A.
What?
And I'm like, yay. What? I've never got an A in my life.
This is your profession.
Yeah, I was like, wow, man, it's so great. So it's an ad for Reese's, and he added a music bed to it. And so I'm going to play it for you guys. His name is Royce Ramos is his name. And this is his Reese's ad.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I know you don't want to be stuck empty-handed when that special someone comes to see you. If you don't know what to get, well, buy them some Reese's candy. You cannot go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate mixed together with so many different options. You can't just buy one. So get them all. Even if your significant other doesn't like peanut butter or chocolate, I guarantee they will love Reese's candy. We have been around for a long time, and I've personally never heard anybody say that they don't like our candy, and that says something. So when that special someone, that person who you hold close, shows up, and you have Reese's candy, their day just got so much better.
Aww. That's
he
awesome.
Could have tied it up a little bit
a
more.
Yes.
It was 58. He could have made it.
Made me hungry.
He could have made it about 40.
Could have been a 30.
Yeah, could have been a 30.
But you know what? For a first try, that's really great.
I like
teacher was
bed.
Nice to him, I think.
No, well, I mean,
music was good, right?
I'm going to go in now. I'm going to go talk to that teacher.
I would say
you gave this kid an A?
John Jay. It's a memorable commercial. It's memorable.
Was that some Ja Rule back there in the background? I think you get an A for pulling out Ja Rule music beds.
Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes and I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And it isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, for sure.
Dang, man. Anyway, so if you ever need help, you know, I'm here.
I got you. You produce A's. Mm-hmm. So
if you got math, I'm out. If this is some sort of radio class, I can help you out. All right, we're going to play Member of the Time. We need a contestant at 877-937-1047. We're going to do it after Ariana Grande, 24K Golden. By the way, 24K Golden, I think it's on Hulu. You're about the concert that dropped on Hulu today? Mm-mm. And I don't know how they're dropping concerts, but 24K Golden's on there. I think, oh my gosh, who else? And it's a special concert dropped on Hulu today, but I don't know how they're doing concerts unless this is an old concert.
Or is it like a virtual concert?
I don't know, but I don't want to see a virtual concert. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to see when they're doing the living room stuff. I want to see real stuff.
Cultural impact?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Who else is in there?
I just see Sway Lee on here in 24K Golden.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones in there too. But anyway, I'll find out. But anyway, it's on Hulu now. But we'll get to Remember the Time. We need a contestant. We'll do it next. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Okay, we're going to play Remember the Time. Emily's our contestant. Hello, Emily.
Hey.
Emily in Paris. All right, let's play this game, Rich. How do we play?
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff. We got music, we got TV shows, we've got movies, and they've all been mixed together into a very well-researched montage. All you have to do is listen to the clues and figure out what year it happened. Players ready? Let's remember the time.
Played a lot of Purge games this evening. We have just one more. It's called Mommy's Choice. Which one of you will survive this year's Purge?
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Will is missing. I don't know where he is.
99 out of 100 times, kid goes missing. The kid is with a parent or a relative.
What about the other time?
Wow! Wow!
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low?
All right, Emily, tricky one today, but I have faith in you. What year do you think that happened? You go first.
2000. I'm trying to think of when that song came out, the Don't Let Me Down song. 2010, maybe.
Okay, that's your guess, 2010?
Yeah.
Okay, Emily says 2010. Suzette, what'd you hear? What'd you recognize? What year are you going to pick? You're next.
I recognized everything. The first one was a Purge movie, but I don't know which Purge movie it was. I recognize Don't Let Me Down. That's Day and the Chainsmokers. Also Stranger Things. Kind of sounds like the first season because Will goes missing. And the last one was Justin Bieber's song. Don't know what Justin Bieber's song though. But I feel like the Don't Let Me Down song is kind of came out, it was kind of big around 2015, 2016. And Stranger Things isn't that old. And there's so many Purge movies. This is hard. Okay, I'm going to say that is 2016.
Okay. Suzette says 2016. Kyle.
2016 is the year that I wrote down first just instinctually. I never saw The Purge. I've never watched an episode of Stranger Things. Don't Let Me Down and the Justin Bieber song just feel like 2016 for no other reason than I think that's 2016. But since that is taken, I'm going to pick 2015. I feel like this was a really hard one today.
Okay. Good job. John Jay.
I did some Stranger Things math And Stranger Things 4 is coming out. Stranger Things 3. And you figure it takes a year or two to make a series like that. So I think Stranger Things 4 was supposed to already come out, but delayed because of the pandemic. And there was Stranger Things 3, which was in the mall. And then there was Stranger Things 2 and then 1. So my first year that I wrote down was 2015. And Kyle took that. And you said 2016, so I'll take 2017.
Okay. So, well, we do have a winner amongst you. Yeah, you guys got most of the clues here. That was Purge Election Year.
Ooh, if you're looking,
that's a really good one. Isn't that like a prequel, even though it's a sequel? So there was also Chainsmokers in there, which you guys got. Stranger Things Season 1, and that's Major Lazer with Justin Bieber. Cold Water was the song we used for that.
Forgot about that one.
And we do have a winner amongst you. It's Suzette. The year was 2016.
Woo! All right.
And kind of Kyle, since she wanted that year anyway.
But you get the prize.
I would have never have gotten that.
It was a tough one.
What?
You were only off by 6 years.
It's hard.
It's actually crazy. You're like, dang, 2010 is 12 years. It's 11 years from now. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's tough when you're the first one, too, because you can't go off everyone else's answers.
Right.
Emily, hold on. We're still going to give the $25 gift card to Gold Star
Water,
Brewing.
Gold Water Brewing.
Everybody gets high sometimes. Gold Water Brewing. When you step into gold water. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Coffee on?
Who wants coffee?
And an excess of caffeine.
Caffeine's ability to keep people awake is one of its most prized qualities. On the other hand, too much caffeine can make it very difficult to get good quality sleep. Despite all of caffeine's health benefits, there's no denying that it may become habit-forming.
Arise and awaken.
You developed a crutch because you drink it too much caffeine.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Coffee.
Every night counting sheep because you can't fall asleep. Caffeine.
Enjoy your coffee.
I can't sleep like this.
It's all right, gonna fight every night.
Caffeine. Woman asks her husky to come inside from the cold and the snow, and he doesn't want to. And it sounds like the dog is saying no. Like, literally, the dog says no.
Okay, for all you people wanting me to bring my dog inside, Malachi, come inside. Come inside. I can get in trouble for animal cruelty if you do not come inside. Come in. Malachi.
Oh, sweet baby.
He likes being outside.
Kyle, what's something you're working on for three things we need to know?
They're actually finding out that COVID-19 can cause lifelong complications. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
So they're saying the United States is about to face what has to be one of the more nonsensical policy failures of the pandemic. Millions of Americans already struggling financially could be hit with a huge tax bill just because they received unemployment last year. In fact, many are saying they might be forced to use the next round of stimulus checks to pay the government the money that they're getting taxed on the unemployment. It's pretty crazy. So there's a lot of people trying to fight for policy change for this. But in the meantime, taxes might get a little crazy for everyone this year. The coronavirus also caused the pandemic last year. And the more research they do on it, the more interesting this virus becomes because of what it can do to your body while you have the virus. Some people show no symptoms at all. Some people die, right? It's just the whole span of things. Now they're saying the coronavirus can cause long-term, lifelong complications. So they did a study on how the coronavirus, when you have it, it causes your body's own immune system to attack itself, damaging nerves, giving you blood clots, and those things can lead to lifelong complications like hearing loss and rheumatoid arthritis flares. It's like, the more we hear about it, it gets so crazy. Mm-hmm. So just to, I guess a fact, not a really fun fact about coronavirus. I, growing up in Colorado, would hear the sirens and I had like reoccurring nightmares about tornadoes, right? And like even into adulthood, every once in a while, I have that same reoccurring nightmare about tornadoes. So this to me would be an absolute complete nightmare. So this woman named Brittany Memory says she lives in North Carolina and there was a tornado and it was to the point where the tornado was in her neighborhood by her house and it was go time and she needed to grab whatever she could to get out of her bedroom in time. So she has a dog. She has a child. She picked up her child and had to leave the room and did not pick up her dog.
If I'd have waited even a second, me and my son would have been out the back door, and I didn't have time to grab Penny, and she went flying with my, you can see our mattress. I actually had a headboard, sheets, covers, all of that good stuff that went flying out with her. She was just bundled up in it. Once it was over, she was actually missing for a few hours.
So her dog Penny is a little Yorkie. Got literally swept up by the tornado, was missing for hours, and a few hours later, they found Penny completely unharmed.
Oh.
Like, the wild ride that this dog went on, and I don't know if maybe the sheets around the dog and the pillows helped mattress. Save it or what, but nothing short of a miracle, but obviously a nightmare while it was happening as well. And that's three things you need to know.
Suzette, where are you on Firefly Lane on Netflix?
I think I'm on episode 8. So I need 2 more, and then I'll be done.
Are you liking it?
I really like it. It's just a happy show, and their friendship is so adorable, and it reminds me of like all my friends. So I've texted all my friends, my best friends, to watch this show. So they're all on it.
Kyle, where are you on Firefly?
I have like 15 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
I'm done.
I know. I'm almost
there. It's good, huh?
Yes.
Last 15 minutes are pretty amazing, too.
The last 2 episodes have brought me to tears.
Right? See, that's where you're at right now. Yeah. That's where I said this is a great show. It's Firefly Lane on Netflix. Highly recommend.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.